From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We often hear people use different descriptions to describe the collection of people who make up amateur radio. One that gets used from time to time is family. Family. I rather like it, as it implies a level of support, acceptance and belonging. Like families, we have the older and the younger and all those age groups in between. We have the parental types, the children, and of course, the eccentric uncle that we all know but no one really talks about. Like other families who have those celebrations and gatherings, there are the stories of the relatives whom we have to tolerate for the whole day just to keep the peace. So that is the reality that we accept, and yet when we look at how some of our fellows present on air and on the net and social media, it seems the feuding and aggravation caused by too much bad booze is supposed to be accepted behaviour from some of the denizens of the ether and cyberspace. Within a family, there may be those whose behaviours are a challenge, but we try and encourage, cajole and admonish them to change as a kindness to themselves and a relief to others. When all else fails and the behaviour goes beyond our level of tolerance, we exclude them with the hope that they will change their ways in future. This may work, but we've all heard stories of the family feud that lasts for years and is perhaps resolved when someone dies. It seems that some of this behaviour is prevalent amongst their own enthusiast family, with the modern twist of being further demonstrated on social media platforms and elsewhere. Other than causing annoyance to others not embroiled in the personal debate, it seems never to really achieve resolution and just confused others who have no direct knowledge. It is counterproductive to have club executives feel they are walking on eggshells, as it has been described to me, because the necessary drive to achieve success for our club gives way to caution, to excessive caution, in case some of the eggshells break. We need to allow our clubs to work with self-assurance for the benefit of the members and the community, and apart from stroking the egos of the noisy outsiders, there seems no real benefit in those public displays of dummy spitting. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA. And the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.